Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. And I'm very happy that I was able to have a beautiful conversation with Tom Krupa today. That's the husband of Michelle, whose dog was killed at the guide dog school several weeks ago now. And they were very happy to hear from us, and they're very willing to work with us. And when I told them I want to honor Milton, was the dog's name, Milton, during National Guide Dog Month, which is next month.
Yeah, which is good.
He was very happy to hear that, and I asked him, I said, you know, we want to do it with your blessing. And he said, yes,
no,
absolutely.
That's really...
And then good. I asked him, well, what about your wife? Would she agree? And she said, oh, and he said, oh, yeah, she will.
Aww.
So there you have a very, very special connection.
Yeah.
Because Senator Boyle... from Long Island, has promised to try to bring about public hearings.
Yeah.
So if we connect the whole thing together,
yeah.
I'm hoping that Senator will attend the honoring of Milton.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see. We may do it out in Bellport at the deli.
Oh, that's cool.
Where Milton was
frequented,
brought,
yeah.
or worked
yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
So it was a great, great connection, and I think they were very happy to know that people do care.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, it's really horrendous when you're disabled and elderly, and you're trying to live your life.
That's
and
true.
Things get in the way that shouldn't be there.
That's right.
You know, and you get angry and frustrated. One woman who called me now, nice lady, she's a disabled nurse, she says she does a lot of screaming at people.
Really?
You know, because they don't understand, or they don't respond. And I told her, I said, you know, I understand how you feel, but you got to watch that, because people are going to label you.
Yeah.
They're going to
label
a crazy you
woman
as
me.
Mentally ill.
Ill. Yeah. That's true.
So it's a very difficult thing to deal with, because.
Yeah, it is.
As we sent out the tweet earlier, wouldn't the ordinary person be frustrated and angry if you had money available to help you and you couldn't get that money, or you couldn't access it, or you couldn't use it in the way that you needed it? You had to use it in the way that somebody was telling you, some agency was dictating to you.
That's just as bad, Frank, as when people, you know, you get this money for your home care, and you're supposed to use it for home care, right? You go to use it for home care, and it's taken away. It's fully taken away by what they say, oh, you're making too much. Making my butt, excuse me. You know, that's how I feel about it when I express whatever I get these letters from all these people. You know, I'm going to, you know, refer to the people a second. You get it from people like in Social Security, you're making too much money. Then why, if you think I'm making too much money, take the money from my trust and you know, use it for good stuff. I can't, you know, that bothers me. It bothers me a lot.
Well, let's clarify something. When you say you get money for home care, you don't get that money.
No, they get it.
Go to an agency.
That's right.
Everybody should understand that. That money doesn't
right.
come to so-and-so in their account and say, here's $5,000 for your home care or whatever? That goes into an agency.
Yes, it does.
And that agency decides in in accordance with the rules of the government.
Right.
That agency decides how that money is going to be used. And that's why wind up in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Because if the agency decides they're not going to help you enough,
you
can be put into a nursing home.
Yes, you can.
So you wonder why a lot of disabled people are angry and frustrated. Because government gives you something, or they make believe they're giving you something, and then they find a thousand ways to take it away.
Well, here's the weirdest thing I noticed, okay? I noticed they want the gross, you know, amount. They want it to be the highest thing, you know, they want that higher figure as opposed to the net amount, which gets whittled down to, like, you know, less than half its worth, which is, like, say, 30%, as opposed to, you know, you get 50, I get 50. At least that would be something. But it's even lower than that, and it's horrible. It's a horrible amount. It's poverty level. They bring you from being okay down to a poverty level. And it's still, you know, right now I have zero money. I'm in the negative.
Well, that's a lot of jargon, but the bottom line is they have the nursing homes in the wings.
Yeah, they do.
Where people can go if they can't deal with it, or, you know, the state decides that they can't deal with it, you know. But it's ironic because the state decides that they can't deal with it to go into a nursing home, even though the money is there to help the person work it out.
Right.
See? It's a big contradiction. And wherever you have conflict, you have stress.
That's true.
The government creates stress in people.
Yes, it does.
That conflict.
Yep.
So if they tried to pull that on people who are not disabled, they don't get away with it.
No, they don't.
You know, they don't. Now we work for our money.
Yes,
being disabled is hard ass work.
Yes, it is. But
even if we don't go to a regular working so-called job, we're working for our money.
That's right.
All right. Now, somebody works for their money, and along comes an agency and says, no, you can't use it this way. You can't use it that way. You can't. You have to use it the way we tell you to use it. They're not going to go for that. They wouldn't
get away with
that.
No, they wouldn't.
People are protected, but
we're
not.
We're never protected.
We're not protected in that sense. And we're working harder than your average able-bodied person.
That's true. That's
we
very
really
true.
Are.
You know, when I tell people what you say, like I repeat what you say a lot of the times, just to get it, you know, people to understand that we're trying to make things better, not worse. And it's so amazing how I just sit there and I tell people certain things, they don't understand what it is, and I have to tell it more than once. It's like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that I just went over this and they don't get it.
A lot of people don't understand it because they don't live it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or
now, getting back
to the
service dog situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a situation where a dog has died. All right. You haven't heard one word, not one word from the school as to how they're going to do anything to prevent things like that from happening in the future. You know, Not one word about how they should be licensed or regulated.
Right.
Now, right off the top of my head, that tells me they got something to hide.
That's right. A big thing.
Because if they didn't, they would volunteer.
Right. That information. Yeah.
To be licensed and investigated and let everybody know
mm-hmm.
what happened and have it checked out.
Right.
They're not doing that.
That's true.
Everything's hush hush. I forgot to ask Tom why the dog was sent back to the school, but I'll be asking him that.
Oh, I think. Yeah, in the morning.
And but there's an angry, frustrating situation. You got to believe that thousands and thousands of blind and disabled people who read this story, who know about it, are damn ass angry.
Oh, yes, they
and
are.
And frustrated.
Yep. Especially the people who were with them in the class.
Not accountable.
Yeah.
For what
true.
They did to that dog.
That's 5 hours.
All right, Inner Sight.
It wouldn't be 5 hours. In a hot
brought
car.
To you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, and Adopt an Akita, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email.
Mm-hmm.
You want to send them an email. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady,
mm-hmm.
and we thank her for all her help. Big East, Akita Rescue, reminding politicians that dogs can be used and are very good for protecting the schools.
Yes, they are.
There are many, many dogs, rescue dogs,
mm-hmm.
who can be recruited for that.
Definitely.
And evaluated and trained.
That's right.
Give them a purpose in life. A dog likes to have a purpose in life.
And they follow pack rules. People don't
they
realize
love that.
They love it. They really do.
So, Big East, Akita Rescue, reminds you, go an extra mile for a child and all the disabled children, some of them who passed, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell.
Oh,
all
God.
The children in Texas serve as a reminder that the schools that will be opening in a couple of weeks are not
mm-hmm.
protected enough.
No, they're not.
You can't have enough protection in these schools. And I hate to say it, but if they don't put out preventative signs of preventative ways of stopping it, it's going to happen again.
Guess who we have on the line?
I don't know.
We have Joe, I believe. So, would you
Inner
like
Sight.
To come in?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking. Wait a minute. Hold it.
Okay.
I'm doing
okay.
some commercials.
Okay.
Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile. For a child. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, and we thank him for his support of Inner Sight. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, spoke with the head of Silo today, and they're really committed to our nursing home committee that we started, hoping to have our first meeting over the weekend.
Yeah,
and
be great.
Silo is with us 1,000%,
mm-hmm.
and we really appreciate that. And we may have Jose Delgado, who's the head of Silo.
Oh, nice.
For the chairman of the committee.
Which would be great.
So that would be a big plus.
Mm-hmm.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. If you want to call them. find out about all the different happenings over there. Inner Sight, brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney. 516-783-9662, civil rights lawyer, Bahamonde. So if you feel you've been violated in that way, give him a call. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. We thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, for supporting the cause. And we are trying to definitely make a difference. Inner Sight. All right. Now, who did you say we had on the line?
Joe.
Caller?
Our friend. Joe, our friend. Remember
all
I
right.
mentioned him the other day?
Let's have a phone call from who you say is Joe.
Okay. Yep. Here
live
it comes.
On Inner Sight.
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
It's Joe. Remember the name Frank Joe.
Sounds like
hey.
Joe, but I wasn't
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sounds like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I saw the title, and I had to call in because I think the title of the show is very, very appropriate. I've always been very, very grateful for whatever health I had. And when I was a kid, I had childhood arthritis.
Oh,
and it affected me, you know, in such a way that when I was in junior high, I was the fastest kid on the track team. But then when I got into high school, the very first day that we went out for tryouts, for some reason, both my knees got decapitated. Well, not decapitated, but disabled. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. Not decapitated.
Okay.
Disabled. And I got bone splints, bone pieces ripped out from within my knees for just running.
Ow.
And it was due probably because of nutrition. But the thing was is that I ate too much sugar when I was a kid. I ate candy like it was going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah,
how I figured that happened. And I had pain for the rest of my life up until a few years ago. I had two surgeries on my knees. I've had the childhood diseases, you know, the mumps, the chicken pox, the measles, et cetera. And when you get older, you get chronic pain, especially if you don't eat right. I've
mm-hmm.
always been one who's a sugar lover. I could eat a pint of ice cream in about a half an hour. So when I changed my diet recently, everything went away. Sugar is
yeah.
poison. So I want to
yeah.
let you guys know how I feel about if you're saying that people have a right to be angry, you're damn right. Because
yeah.
if you're disabled, number one, people don't even recognize your existence. Number two,
that's
they don't
right.
feel your pain. And three, they don't want to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So having undergone that to a certain extent, I can empathize with you. Plus, there's another thing. Frank, mm-hmm. you've got your picture up there. Let me tell you something. Even if you weren't disabled, being the age that you are, because I'm the same age, I'm in my 60s, once your youth fades, they treat you almost the same way. You can, you know, if you go into a store, they don't
right.
treat you the same as when you were in your youth. You know, they almost ignore you, or they act like, you know, you're not, you know, like you're not there. So, so I can empathize with Suzanne, I can empathize with you. Anybody who's disabled who has to have a crutch, a chair. As a matter of fact, there's a friend of mine on the internet. She's a co-host of a show. She has to travel around now in one of those wheeled carts, you know, that you see people in the supermarkets.
Yeah.
And she says people ignore her. They just overreach her to grab something that's, you know, next to her, step in front of her. You know,
wow.
she's a woman. So, yeah. I can imagine, Suzanne, how you get ignored. Frank, how you get ignored. How people don't want to listen to you about your cause. So, yeah, you guys have a perfect right to get angry because you're saying, we're here. We contribute. recognize us or we'll kick your ass.
Yeah, well, Suzanne, your phone is horrible. You got to call back in.
Oh, it is?
All right. You know, the thing is, call back in. The thing is, Joe, the government allows this to happen by not making everything accessible. And so people say, you know, why should we care? That's what happens. If everything was accessible, they wouldn't be able to ignore us.
Yeah, well, they would still, you know, and to a certain degree, they would acknowledge that you're there, but they don't know about your pain. They don't know about your inconvenience. They see
it,
but they don't feel it. When you don't feel somebody's pain, then you know, you can see it all the time, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. But, you know, but it would be half the battle is that things aren't made for everybody. When I go into a store, I can't read a damn thing.
Yeah, I know. So how do you cope? How do you cope with that?
Well, I have to get somebody to read it. And that's not good because half the time they read it wrong. The other time, other half, you can't understand what they're saying. You know, they have a heavy accent.
Right.
You know? And then, you don't know what you got. You get home and your wife or your girlfriend reads something else. And that's frustrating and makes you angry because you paid for it. You know, oftentimes I say to myself, what would happen if I gave them money they couldn't read?
Yeah.
See how they're protected and we're not right there?
Yeah, because the government doesn't care.
Right,
other people, other people follow their example. They don't care. It's amazing about how, even in families, of course, with people, you know, they don't have the disabled. If there's a tragedy in the family, some people just won't empathize even with their own family members because they don't feel that pain. But when you're talking about, for instance, having somebody read for you and they got an accent, you don't understand. I just got off the phone a few hours ago with a chain store because, and this is, I've been talking to them about five or six different times about talking to their customer service reps, Indians, and people who are Hispanic. And can't understand what they say. They misunderstand what I say. You know, and it's frustrating. So I know what you're talking about. Somebody's talking to you in an accent, and you're saying, excuse me, what did you say? And then they repeat the same freaking thing, and you feel like hitting them over the head with a baseball bat because, you know.
Yeah,
so I can understand that.
Then they send you stuff in the mail you can't even read. And they expect you to be responsible for it.
That's true, too.
That's the other thing that happens.
Suzanne, don't you have a roller cart, you yourself? Don't you need one in order to go shopping?
I only have my my power wheelchair. But the thing is that if I go shopping, I wanted to get a basket to put on the back. Well, I did find one on Amazon, but the problem is so expensive. I'm like, you know, why can't my insurance cover this? Because I could really need to go shopping once in a while. I'm not always staying in the house, you know. So I went the other day to, you know, just order it, and it was just way too pricey. It was even on sale, but it was pricey. I still couldn't order it.
You know, I think if we're able to get together and form organizations that are powerful as lobbies, and let the government know, your stupid congressmen, your stupid senators, your uncaring representatives, let them know, hey, we are here. We have contributed. We were in the service. We were on other jobs. We do our jobs even when we're disabled.
Right.
Get up off your asses and pay attention to our needs. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know
that's the whole, that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah. What they do is
they don't
ignore you.
And try to get these agencies to do that. The money's not supposed to be used for that. That's what they're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if I need a new wheelchair, I have two wheelchairs that are so-so. This one tells me that I don't have any charge on the joystick controller. The other one has horrible, like, cushioning on the bottom, and it, the metal of the chair actually digs into the back of my leg. So I'm at risk for a bed sore. So I end up putting towels there, anything I can, and then people want to know why I'm grumpy. I'm grumpy because I'm sitting on a metal chair that's digging into the bottom of me.
Into your leg,
Yeah. So that's one reason. The other reason is when they just don't listen. They ask somebody else, how's she doing? I'm
instead
doing
of you.
How's she doing? That happens in a restaurant a lot.
And you're right there, right?
Right, and I'm right there. So then, and it's very insulting but stupid at the same time.
It is.
Sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I get
and
really angry.
I'm grateful for my health. A couple of years ago, when I was, you know, I finished telling you the story of my knees, I fell on my knee inside my house. And I said to myself, oh, God, please, you know, and that made me go to God. And I said, oh, God, please, you know.
I don't want to ruin my knees.
Don't make me have
bone
chip problems again. Yeah, right? So, and luckily, nothing came of it. And I'm even more grateful now because of that. Because health is so important. People always talk about the health, but then when they look at the disabled, I imagine that they just say nothing. They just walk on by like nobody's even there.
They don't know what
they don't
want to
think about us.
That's right.
Most people.
Yeah.
So I think it's very justified that people who get ignored while contributing to society are grumpy, are angry, and say, hey, I'm here. I've contributed. If it weren't for me in some ways, you wouldn't have the lifestyle you've got today. So
wake up.
Oh, yeah.
That's
if it wasn't
cool.
for us, all these agencies wouldn't have any money.
That's true.
Oh, you know what those agencies are for? Because I belonged to an agency, a government agency, that was there to help me, supposedly, to help me get a job. They were useless. Most agencies are developed in order to give the people who work with the agencies, inside the agencies, as employees, to give them jobs. But to fulfill their mission properly, no way. They never do anything right.
Oh, yeah. It's true. I've been there.
Yeah, that's why we started a committee, Joe.
We'd love you to
turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We got about 10 people, maybe a dozen people on the committee so far, and we're going to have our first meeting over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and...
is it the... Can it be by phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, I'd be glad to join. I'd be glad to contribute my my so-called marketing expertise to let people know how...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know about the.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Okay.
When can I
call
in?
Is it okay that I call you? I have a number here. I don't know if it's, you know, by Skype or they changed.
No, it's a number that I don't give out my real number because I get calls from hosts and because they like to let me know, oh, thanks for coming. How about the next show? And then they plug up my phone with text and phone calls and stuff at that time, you know. And
I'm not that way.
So I'd be glad to call into the committee meeting.
Okay.
When are you gonna have it?
We're gonna have it for Sunday.
But do you have an email that you could give me, maybe that I could send it to you?
I don't like to give out my email either. I mean, if you want to, you can text me on this line if you want to.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. We love your empathy.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Sunday, right? All right, because now I'll have to remind
Sunday
myself to take. Okay,
yeah.
So today's Thursday. Okay, if you text me as soon as possible, I'll know to look at my phone to look for the text.
Okay. I have to log
in. All right. So, I mean, today, tomorrow, you know, before
Sunday.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. I'll get it to you by tomorrow if that's okay.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, great.
And give me the details, and you know, of course, the phone number, the exact time. That would be cool.
Cool. Sounds good. I'm going to be sending invites just tomorrow. Just I'm going to enter all the phone numbers, and then I'm going to send one invite, and it should go to all, I think.
Yeah, a friend of mine today got me an introduction to one of our state senators. And we're going to try to get her to endorse the program, you know, endorse what we want to do. She wants votes. We want her to stand up with us and help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. She does that and we'll endorse her.
That's right.
Otherwise, I'm not endorsing anybody.
That's right.
They want something from us, they got to give us something.
That's right.
And they should. You should. You guys should hear the kind of conversation I had with a person who's running for office or wants to run for office. He already ran for office one time and didn't get the seat, but wants to run again for a congressman. And I grill people. I don't listen to their campaign promises because once they're in office, they say, F you.
That's true.
Yeah.
What I do is this. I make them commit to a certain thing that they have to do in 2 weeks or less.
Jeez, that's cool.
Okay? And if they don't do it, then I have them acknowledge on the air that if they don't do it, that they will not object to a recall to get them out of there in a month.
Wow. I love it.
That's what I believe we as Americans have to do, because we're stupid. When we go to the polls, what do? We always vote for the person with the bushiest hair, the nice-looking face, the nice-looking body, because, realistically, all these people have the same resumes. I was a good doctor. I was a good lawyer. I was a good community activist. I'm for police reform, and I'm for lowering taxes, and I'm for abortion, and I'm for free love, you know. Who cares?
Wow.
Once you get in the office, you're a freaking liar.
What are you going to do? That's
So I want them to put skin in the game right away. If they can't do something simple, get them out now.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
I agree.
That's what I'm going to also recommend when I call in on Sunday.
That's great.
Yeah, good idea.
We need that.
I'm glad you guys
this,
heard
this
of
other
me.
Senator.
Uh-huh.
This other Senator Boyle. Now I tried to get him for years to do something about the service dog schools. You know, and now with the death of this dog at the guide dog school, Milton, who we're going to honor next month, he is finally. He called me and told me he wants to try to get public hearings to draft legislation to regulate the guide dog school. So he's the one who brought it up now.
But don't forget he's retiring.
He called me.
You know why? Because he wants something. He's sucking up to you because as a politician, he wants something.
He's retiring.
He's retiring.
Oh, is he? All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
So
okay.
He doesn't really have a motive like that. So maybe he'll
really
do something.
Not.
Maybe he will.
I hope so.
He feels guilty that he didn't, I think.
I hope so.
And he's supporting this other senator that we're trying to get to stand up with us on the nursing homes.
Right.
So they're both together.
Okay, that's the thing. That's what he wants. He wants your vote for this other guy. He probably promised that other guy he's going to support him. He knows people. He's not, you know. I don't trust these politicians. I don't trust
them. It's a woman. I don't trust them either. I'm not going to vote for her unless she comes to our news conference and makes a statement that she's going to present legislation to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the only damn-ass way I will vote for her and endorse her.
Me too.
And when I meet with her, I'm going to tell her that.
You should. Here's a suggestion, too. When she says, I'm going to make a presentation, I'm going to perhaps sponsor a bill, you get from her a commitment. Do it as soon. When you go back to the Capitol, when you leave this conference, I want you to draft a bill as soon as you get back there. I want it now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course.
That's right. We're sick and tired of just having to.
But we'll see what happens.
Excuse me, I'm going
to
say
be open
up.
To new ideas. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You're an American.
No.
Suzanne, you're an American. We elect them to represent us our way.
That's
we
right.
demand that they follow our directions.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay?
I agree.
It should be nothing else. Really.
Yeah.
If you want
you know,
to, what I always said to Frank, I used to belong to a service fraternity in college, and when we wanted to continue the next year, we would put our service, we'd paint benches in a Washington Square Park that's where NYU is, and we would go around and do, you know, hefty things like that and make it look beautiful for, you know, just make all those benches because they never got to them for graduation. So we went and we did all the benches and stuff, and it was fun. Then, you know, things, you know, change. I don't know if they're still doing it now, but I can always look for it, you know.
You know,
that's
when you say I'm sure the people listening are thinking, well, you know, that's a nice small thing. Let me tell you something. As a person who likes to go to the park, when you have your benches being shit on by pigeons,
that's
and then
right.
You know, yeah. And then when they're
and
finally painted
it,
over
too.
To make brand new benches, you appreciate it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true.
Do we have any other callers on the board?
Not that I see. Let me refresh the screen. Thanks
all
to
right.
Joe, I still do that.
Well, hopefully we'll meet Joe on the committee meeting.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that would make
That'd
me
be
happy.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll give you, I've been out of marketing for a while, but I can give you some of my experience and some advice as to how to attract people, you know, to the cause.
Yeah.
Because you really need, you can't depend on the government to do something for you out of the goodness of their heart. What you need is clout and
hell
power.
No. Hell no, that's right.
And in order to get power, you have to form an organization in which people will join, and then you show those bastards in Congress, you've got 10,000 votes here. You may not want to listen to me, but you're going to listen to all of us.
You said something
yeah.
one time, and I was thinking about it, and it's still in my mind thinking about it. You said that blog, how would the vote, not the votes, the listens and stuff from old-time listens, are they, you know, worth looking at a lot?
You should look at certain talk shows to see if they're similar to yours. They don't have to be the same, but similar. Let's say, for example, there was a show that was on about survivors of sexual abuse.
Oh.
Now, that's similar to what you want, because they want Congress in order to provide money, to provide comfort and facilities for those who are sexually abused. Now, if you two got together, if you could find things in common, then those things in common, both of you work on. If you find nothing in common, then you go your separate ways. So what I would recommend, look at, every day, take a look at Blog Talk Radio and take a look at some of the shows. See if there's shows there about, you know, help. Oh, I can recommend one organization that I think would help you guys out. It's called the HopeCollection.org. HopeCollection.org. Dot org.
Okay.
.org. Because they have people there who, on their own, volunteers, will help people. They have people there to help prisoners. They have people there to help, the disabled. They have people who have come out of hospitals. And they do it all for free.
Nice.
Hope Collection. Hope. And they have a Block Talk Radio show. So you can go to Block Talk Radio and put in their name in the search engine, and their show will pop up.
That's cool.
Good idea.
That's it. Yeah, great idea.
You have to check it out.
Yep, I have the website.
I recommended it to a person who has an organization and wants to help prisoners, because prisoners, they get abused in prison. A lot of them get jailed innocently, and when they get out of prison, there's a very high recidivism rate, and they want to help these prisoners get a good life. So I recommended the Hope Collection, because I talked to somebody from the Hope Collection, and that person said they have a person who's going to specialize in helping people who get out of prison. Now, if you go to the HopeCollection.org site, they might have somebody there who might specialize in helping people who are disabled.
Right. I'll look at that.
Oh, it's worth checking out.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, site, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Talking tonight about how disabled people have a right to be angry and frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
The way this government allows us to be treated. After 5 years with yours truly, they're finally settling my case, where they wouldn't let me on one of the what they call the accessor rides in New York City with my guide dog. I was on my way to a nursing home to help another blind woman with a friend of mine, and the driver got off scot-free. Nothing happened to him.
That's crazy.
The transit authority tried to throw it out several times. The judge wouldn't let him. And now, after 5 years, decided, they're not going to give me that much money, a small monetary settlement. The law is not strong enough. What the guy should have done, he should have called in to the dispatcher, and the dispatcher should have told him, if that's a guide dog, you have to take him.
That's right.
That guy should have been fired on the spot.
That's right.
And another vehicle brought up to take us. They should have fired him right there.
Didn't they lie to you guys, too?
5 years. Yeah,
saying
they
that there
lied
was a vehicle? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they said there was another, the guy said there was another vehicle behind him that was supposed to pick us up, and he lied because he wanted me to move away from his car so he could, and then he left.
Yeah, and he left.
You know, it's a vicious thing to do to somebody who's blind.
Absolutely. It's obnoxious, and it is a vicious thing. It's a very callous, soulless thing to do for somebody who is not just disabled, but blind. And, people do have a right to be grumpy. So, yeah, I hope that particular theme continues.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And InnerSight, let's see, tomorrow night's our funny show. So come around tomorrow night and we'll goof off and have a lot of laughs on InnerSight. 843 New York, if you want to call in. 213-816-1650. Tell us about how you're frustrated and angry. We'd like to hear your story. Anybody out there?
That's right. Oh, I found the whole question.
All right.
By the way.
I want to thank...
okay, good.
Thank Joe for calling in.
Sure.
Appreciate that. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's it. I thought I'd call in and let you guys know how I felt that... you felt was well justified.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And You can imagine how frustrated and angry thousands of people are in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they have to have horrible, they get horrible care, and nursing home gets all that money from the government, and then they turn around and they take the person's money and give them peanuts every month. Now, the I heard on the news the other day that the government is supposed to increase Social Security in 23 by almost 10% if it goes through, right?
Wow.
People in nursing homes and people who get Section 8, they're not going to see much of that money.
No, they're not.
The money's going to go to the nursing home.
That's right.
Not going to go to the person.
Hopefully by then we'll get rid of them.
They give you something, and then they look to take it away a thousand different ways. That's frustrating, and it makes you angry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Frank, you just said something that reminded me of something else. You were talking about, the nursing home and how they're not treated well. There's a guardianship. Guardianship has got to be something which they have a couple shows on Blog Talk Radio. Has got to be something that's similar to you, which is helpful, because people in nursing homes probably, as you were saying, get their property taken away. They probably get their property taken away by guardianships and conservatorships. And
right.
I was learning about how easy it was to do that. And that's, you know, maybe you can look, if you look up guardianship on Blog Talk Radio, there's a show that talks about it all the time. Again, you can call in. You can ask them if they have anything in common with you. If you do, then you can get together, combine your organizations, and enlarge your voting bloc.
Mousy.
Yeah, well, there's good guardians and there's bad guardians.
Yeah.
I've had experience with guardians. As a matter of fact, was one for a little while.
Yeah, he was.
All right, so, that's a theme of theirs, which may be similar to yours, you know, because they want people to be protected. You want people to be protected. You have something in common there. And, you know, you can take it from there to find out what else you have in common that would be good for the both of you. So, in any case, so I don't have anything else to say, so what I'm going to do is say goodnight to you guys.
Good
Maybe
night.
I'll
Have
go
a great
in,
weekend.
I'll come in and tomorrow and do a better impression of, go away, son, you bother me. What's his name? What's that old comedian?
Get
away. No, the guy that's famous for, go away, son, you bother me.
Oh,
who's that guy?
I don't know. Who was that?
Oh, for God.
Oh, that was W.C. Fields, wasn't it?
W.C. Fields. Yeah, maybe I'll call in and do a W.C. fail, see?
Or
maybe,
yeah, that'd be good.
Robinson.
That'd be fun.
All right, look, guys, I'll let you guys go. I'll talk to you on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Be good.
Yeah,
see you
thanks,
then.
Joe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, good night.
Good night.
All right,
yep,
in a sight, and Louie's been calling in a lot, in a sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. And even though you get angry and frustrated, make sure you laugh every day.
You have to.
Laughter is one of the best medicines in the world. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it stimulates your glands to put out protective chemicals in your body. So laughter is very good. And you got to make sure that you balance that anger and frustration with laughter. And that reminds me of Louis the Lip. Laughter. All right, let's hear from Louis. We got a few minutes left. Inner Sight Live.
Maybe. Oh, I thought it was the wrong day. Today is Thursday. That was tomorrow.
You got the wrong day.
Frank, I got the wrong phone number.
You got the right station, but the wrong day.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the right phone number.
There you go.
Well,
dear.
That's all right.
All right. I never made a boo-boo, but I got the right phone number for Friday. I call you every Friday for the frolics.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. It's tomorrow night.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
This is Louie Rivera talking, and I want to say on Frank Perino, so hello, my name is W.C. Fields. I'm talking to Rosanna. Get away from me, you bum. You bother me all the time.
All right.
I love it.
Yeah, so you're going to do a couple of imitations tomorrow night?
I want to do Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh.
Yeah. What else?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm the giving me love drops. I don't want no space. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Boop, boop.
I love it.
All right.
Do it tomorrow night.
A little preview.
Yeah.
Spinach is no good for
night.
You.
Yeah, there is.
Spinach
is
no good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He eats spinach. He's very good.
Well, Popeye
spinach?
Don't eat spinach.
No.
Spinach is all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made a strong.
Some,
he beat up. He's a
hey,
Louie. Beat up Bluto. What? Yeah.
You take this spinach and you put some non-dairy butter on it. Delicious.
Yeah, it's good. I have
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Hey, also, I just got a can of, for Inner Sight, I got a can of Alpo dog food in my hand. And show it to Inner Sight.
No Alpo.
Oh. We're going to
we
feed
like organic,
that to Louie
so.
on television.
All right, can I get a shot of Alpo dog food in the can, please? Hello, this is
yes,
Alpo
yes.
dog food.
You can get it. He's laughing too hard. It's okay.
You know, Louie. You ought to do dog food commercials. You'd be good at that.
Yes,
can you bark?
Good.
Yeah. Ruff, 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 ruff.
There you
I told you you'd be good at it.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
There you go.
He'd be a big dog, too.
Or you could be a small dog.
All right.
Hey, Frank. Frank, who are you talking to? That guy on the phone? Who's that guy you're talking to?
My buddy Joe.
Yeah, my buddy Joe, too.
Hello, my name is W. Phil Fields. Get away from me, you bum, you bother me. Yeah, leave me alone, will ya?
That's cute. I like it.
What's your time check?
Time check 7.
Time check?
Yeah.
I don't know. Stand by. Wait a minute, 8:53, New York.
There you go.
Yeah, 8:53 de la noche.
Hey, hey, Louis.
Bienvenidos en viernes de radio de blog, talk radio de Airside, lunes a viernes from... 8:00 de la noche en radio.
Mucho trabajo en poco dinero.
Hey,
sí, señor.
Dinero. No, no dinero. It's more like it.
Hey, Louie.
El comida de perro.
Yeah.
Who
is that
perro
guy?
De Alpo.
Yeah, get out of here. Who was that guy on the Jack Benny show who came out when Benny was on the stage? And he kept going, see,
oh,
sigh, sue. Who
yeah.
was that guy?
No, but he also went to another night show, too, after Benny had passed.
That was Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc? Is his last name
I
Blanc?
I went to school with his son, Noel.
Oh.
He did
no
Bugs Bunny, Barney Rubble, Daphne Duck.
Can you do all that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I thought I tore a putty cat.
I like that. I love
all
that.
Hey, Frank, no Alpo?
No Alpo.
Suzanne?
No Alpo.
Hell no.
I give my dog Ebinger's.
Yeah.
Organic.
Yeah, hey, I gave your dog, Charabelle, some Alpo. You'll like it.
Nah.
No, she won't.
She wouldn't eat that stuff.
Throw it in the garbage.
Choice, you might eat the other
one.
Yeah,
that stuff is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Throw it in the garbage.
Alpo, but that's about it.
Nah, I'm kidding around the Alpo. I want to buy it. I can't buy it for my doggy self.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, Frank. They had horse meat in Alpo years and years ago.
Oh, sure. Alpo.
You remember that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was, like, you know, seeing things. Seriously.
Yeah,
all right,
seriously.
We got to get out of here.
Okay, I'll call you
tomorrow.
I'll turn it on October 7th, then I'll be ready. I got to warm up.
Okay.
Warm up.
Use the conga to warm up.
I love
warm
you.
Warm up. It's summertime.
We love
you don't have to
too.
Warm up.
Take care, Louie.
All right. Inner sight and means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all of our callers, listeners, and Joe for calling in, Louie.
Yeah, that was cool.
And Sunday, we're going to make a little history.
Yes, we are.
It'll be the first meeting that I know of to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
I agree.
I don't think there's ever been a meeting
before
to do that.
Because they thought, we're putting them away. Let's just keep them away. So you don't have to deal with accessibility stuff. Because the nursing homes are accessible.
It's a history-making event. And in October, we're going to hold our first news conference as the committee.
Yes.
And I know we're going to get a lot of support.
I hope so.
I could see it. It's all coming. It's starting to come.
Starting to come together.
Because people are really, really disgusted with these nursing homes. And if the politicians want to be voted in, they better start listening to us. Because we represent millions and millions of votes.
That's true. And all we
have to
do is say, hey, they're not doing this for us. They're not helping us. Do you know how many disabled people will be angry and signing our petition? A lot. So that's what I have to say about that.
So go to the petition, everybody out there. Read it. You want to know how we're going to do it? You want to know what we're proposing? Read the petition. You know?
Exactly.
There's four different ways on there that the money can be raised to keep people safely in their own home. Read it. And sign it.
I'm going to look for our petition, the one that we, you know, need to take off, and I want to see if I can just leave only the one petition up there.
Well, that would be a good idea. Yeah, we don't need to.
Yeah.
Just leave one up there.
Yeah, but I gotta go call. What's the other one? Change.
You gotta do that as soon as possible.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right, in the sight. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. All right, goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.